thank you to the incredible people of Michigan.
President Trump won the state by fewer than 11,000 votes in 2016.
Listen, if these allegations are true, these are impeachable offenses.
I think most people are for Trump. That's what I think. I could be wrong.
I need to get out on November 3rd and get rid of him.
Hey, I'm Kate Wells. I am with the 8th Michigan Radio's Election Project. And today, the day of the Democratic presidential primary, we are at Michigan State University because the youth vote could be huge this election. You are already seeing thousands of young voters at these big rallies, like the one Bernie Sanders held in Ann Arbor this weekend. Voters under 35 are now a bigger chunk of the electorate than the boomers. They're bigger than Gen X, and they came out in big numbers in 2018, pushing Democrats to victory, even in places like Michigan's 8th congressional district, which voted for Trump. Jay Williamson is the director for Next Gen Michigan. It's a progressive group that's trying to boost youth turnout. And she says Donald Trump won Michigan by just about 10,000 votes, and there are more than 40,000 students at MSU alone.
So, like, if you turn out, right, if you just turn out a quarter of the population of students enrolled at Michigan State University, you've already closed that margin.
NextGen Michigan says they registered 40,000 Michigan voters ahead of 2018. 40,000. But so far, looking at the states that have already voted in 2020, the youth turnout is just kind of meh. It's generally higher than it was the last time only one party had a competitive primary, but it is nothing like the surge that we saw in 2018.
They're not as high as we would have wanted, but we are seeing increase in numbers.
This is Letitia Parker. She is the press secretary for Next Gen Michigan. She's here today at MSU with one of their field organizers, Carl Stafford. He's carrying this big bag of snacks to give out to voters. He's got popcorn, Kit Kats. And as we start walking over to one of the polling places on campus, Parker says, I'm not seeing anybody wearing a lot of I voted stickers.
Everybody did absentee, or maybe the precincts ran out, or they're not giving them out. Or
maybe the precincts ran out?
I
voted stickers?
Maybe. I don't know.
When we get to this gym on campus that is serving as a polling place, Parker looks around at the, like, six people here voting.
What is that face?
It's empty.
Now, to be clear, this is just one precinct, so you really can't draw big conclusions from it. But there are reasons why it's historically harder to get younger voters to the polls. Sure, yes, I talked to some voters who were just sort of like, whatever. But for the most part, the young voters showing up here were taking the time even between school and their jobs.
And I'm willing to take the extra step to vote because I believe my vote matters.
Soraya Herring-Jones came here to vote and learned that she is still registered to an old address. That is not unusual when you're a student and you're moving between dorms and apartments a lot. So she is going to go all the way to City Hall and get it straightened out because she says it is that important to vote today.
If the boomers are turning out, you're not turning out, you can only be mad at yourself.
By the way, she is voting for Bernie Sanders, just like every other student voter that I talked to at this precinct. Later in the day, Parker and Stafford are outside handing out pamphlets, snacks, and they start talking about 2016, how students lined up for 2 to 3 hours just to vote.
Then it was Trump and Hillary.
Right.
That's two very, very different candidates from what we're dealing with now, completely different. So
before I go, I asked Parker and Stafford if our photographer Katie can come by and take some photos of them. They say sure, but they ask if we can maybe go back inside where at least there are some more people.
Right, that's what I was saying. Like, at least at the table we have it looking like it's live. Like, I don't want to just be here.
I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.